Festival. So I really appreciate your time. Tell us what's been going on this morning and really all week in preparation.
Well, it's been nonstop this morning. We already have all of the no parking signs out, so be looking for those today all around town. Those were out bright and early this morning because the streets close at 5 o'clock and violators will be towed.
Yes, they're everywhere. I'm sitting parked right in front of one. No, yes, parking until after 5 p.m., so we're safe until 5 o'clock.
Right. So we have just been getting ready for artist registration. That begins this afternoon at the Welcome Center. Artists will be arriving all day. Registration officially starts at 3, though. They can't move in until after we've cleared the streets. But we've been getting ready for that. We've been planning for our artist awards dinner. We've been getting our merchandise ready. We've been getting the final changes for the map done. I have to go pick up 5,000 copies of that when I leave here.
Wow.
So lots of moving parts, but it's going to be good.
So we can still go, is it still at the center of town at Fairhope and Section where the information tent is?
Yes, the information booth is located at the intersection of Section Street and Fairhope Avenue, and we will have highly educated committee members there who know all about the festival. They've been studying the artist list and the map for the past couple of weeks, so they should be able to answer any questions that you have. The map is also available on our website, which is fairhopeartsandcraftsfestival.com. And if you have been around town, really across the county at all in the past couple of weeks, you might have seen the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival magazine.
I picked one up at the Dragonfly Emporium.
Oh, perfect. So that has the map in it. I will say we do have one change. We've added a booth that was in a different place on that map. So, but it's pretty much accurate because that was printed, you know,
in February.
I
like that because I know a lot of folks want to see. Maybe they bought a coffee cup or a piece of pottery from a particular artist and they want to go get more. So, or maybe you're interested in jewelry or whatever the case is. So the map and the listing of who's where is very handy.
Right. It's all divided by different mediums, whether it's, you know, leather, ceramics, watercolor painting. And you would be amazed, these people who have volunteered, especially at the information booth year after year, some of them for decades, they know these artists. And you can go in there and say, I bought my husband a knife and a leather sheath, you know, 10 years ago for our anniversary gift, and we want another one. And they remember these artists. And mm-hmm. we have new artists come every year. Some of them are repeats year after year, mm-hmm. but they usually are able to help you find them. And we've even had people ask for different artists that aren't at this year's show, and our committee members are able to find them and get contact information and tell you how to find them online now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's
that's
good.
That's nice. And you'll also have the poster and the t-shirts for sale?
Yes, we'll have our festival posters and t-shirts. And this year, the artwork is by Fairhope native, Mr. Ricky Tryone, who a lot of us know and love. And it features his artwork, Utopia on the Bay, which is this year's theme. And it's a beautiful, very colorful, vibrant scene of the Fairhope Pier and mm-hmm. Fountain area. So that will be available at our merchandise tent, which is located in that green space, while the green space is still there, at the clock corner.
Okay.
So it'll be right there in front of Mobile Bay Realty, across okay. from Cat's Meow. And we'll have limited edition signed prints by Mr. Ricky, t-shirts, oh. hats, insulated cups, all the things.
Hats. I need a hat.
They're really cute.
Okay. Are they?
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, I've not gotten a festival hat before. Is that new?
We had them last year. They're okay. like a trucker style. I will be wearing one especially all Friday in the rain.
Especially Friday, yeah. Let's talk about that, because everybody can learn about the shuttle and the parking and the entertainment stage and all of that either through the magazine or, like you said, FairhopeArtsAndCraftsFestival.com. And then you're pushing out great information on Facebook all the time that we're sharing.
Thank you.
What about the weather tomorrow?
That is always a question, and I think that is a, you know, almost daily question in South Alabama in general. We are a rain or shine event. So if it, you know, we will have sprinkles pop up, small showers, we keep going. We have had that many times over the past 70
yes.
years. And so we're prepared for that. The artists know that. We require a certain amount of weights that are placed on each corner of the tent. And they're prepared. They, you know, travel and do these shows. So they've got plastic coverings and that kind of thing. That being said, in the event of severe weather, then there might be a chance for a late opening or early closure. We're hoping that won't be the case. The big factor here, it looks like, is wind, because we have a lot of tents.
Right.
So we are working with the City of Fairhope. We're working with the Fairhope Police Department. I got an email from Sherry Schwartz this morning with our special report from the National Weather Service. So we are looking hour by hour. So we are waiting for the next report to come out and just watching that. As of right now, we are rain or shine, we will be on. But if anything comes up, we will be pushing it out through our Facebook pages, on the website, through our media friends at WABF and other media outlets to let people know if anything changes.
Yes, yeah, so we've been telling people, we've even got a little liner running on the radio, but that you and I have our text and speed dial, and we're ready. The Fairhope, I interviewed Chief Hollinghead yesterday.
Oh, good.
We're on text and speed dial with each other, so any changes, you let us know, and we can help get the word out.
Yes,
for you.
We will. The city has been fantastic, and police department with working with us, and we're ready to go. You know, I feel like it's a well-oiled machine at this point. After 70 years, this is our 71st year, but we are ready to turn on a dime if we need to.
Good, good. And we look forward to getting updates from the foundation, from the committee. Y'all drop in anytime throughout the festival or text, like we said.
We will. Actually, I spoke to Vicki Cook Thursday and asked her if she would be willing to come by. She is at the Art Center as we speak, hanging the student art murals from all the local schools that do an art contest. And I hope she can come by and tell you a little bit about that. And hopefully we'll have our winners by then.
Good, good. Okay, so you're participating, even though there's two separate shows. One is the festival, the other is the Eastern Shore Art Center's outdoor show.
Right.
You're in conjunction with each other.
Yes.
And you're putting the student art in the Art Center.
Oh, it'll be in the Civic Center.
Oh, the Civic Center. Okay.
Civic
okay.
Center. Okay.
Yes, but we do work well with the Art Center. A lot of people don't realize that it's two separate shows. So the show splits kind of right there in front of where Regions Bank is and Sean's Prime Dining, right
Magnolia
there, right
section,
before you get to Magnolia, mm-hmm. And there's an entrance. So they've been going for about 50 years. I think that last year was their 50th, and we've been going for about 70. So we work well with them in conjunction, and you know, it's between the two shows, there are more than 300 artists in Fairhope. So it's
very impressive.
It's great to work together and have a good partner with them and help promote it and also just support the arts.
Parking is one of the major things. And I think it's pretty cool. You actually have golf cart parking designated this year, as well as even a bike valet.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We're excited about that. You know, Fairhope is becoming more and more, hopefully, walkable, rideable. There are a lot of golf carts. So we actually started the golf cart thing last year. So this is, I think, the second year we've done that. And that is located at Coastal Community College. And they'll have signs up that will say golf cart parking, which is there on the corner of Fairhope Avenue and Bancroft. And then right across from that at the Fairhope Library, the Baldwin County Trailblazers are volunteering and helping us with Bike Valet. So if you ride your bike to town, you can go there. They will take it for you, park it, give you a number, and when you come back, they'll pull your bike around. So that way you're not trying to find a way to, you know, lock it up or leave it on a corner.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helps. And hopefully the weather should be beautiful Saturday and Sunday. So we encourage people to, you know, walk, ride your bike, ride your golf cart, get out. That helps us with the car situation.
And then we have the handicap parking, which is in the city parking lot behind Julian's. Now, that is a first come, first serve, of
course.
Right,
yeah.
And all of that is free.
Yes, everything. Parking's free everywhere. So obviously,
except for the United, some of the churches.
Yes, the churches
charge for an outreach or whatever. A donation.
Yeah, they do. I believe the Lutheran Church is doing a maybe it's a German sausage.
They do the German
the
sausage.
Plate, yes, and the Fairhope United Methodist Church usually has a parking fundraiser.
Yes,
Fairhope
they are.
First Baptist, I believe, is free. So there are a couple of other lots around town that you can park in. Obviously, street parking, try to avoid people's front yards. And then we have the great shuttle service, which will be running. And we have two parking lots this year, which is a first, which we're very excited about to help kind of with the crowd control. That will be available at the Piggly Wiggly parking lot as well as the Big Lots parking lot. And that will run nonstop from 10 to 5 every day. 10 to 5:30, so that way into festival you can get home.
Right.
And it is a $5 round trip cost. So
I got to tell you, that's the most stress-free way to do it, don't you think,
Yes,
Mark?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really is. It's nice. And we partner with Hot Wheels of Daphne to do that. And they're a great partner, and we really appreciate that. And we'll have signs up and down 98 with some directional arrows, so hopefully people can find their way if it's their first time.
Now, even though there may be no parking right here on North Church, you still can access the parking garage as well, correct, or no?
Well, that is a good question. Yes, you can access it, but...
From Section Street, just not from Section, here, North
yes,
Church. Yeah.
But it looks like, you know, they are working hard on the Arts Alley project.
Right.
So
I believe
the first floor access from North Church Street is available, but a lot of the parking spots are blocked off because of that construction.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if you come early, which I think is the best time to get here anyway.
Yes.
We officially open at 10, but the artists get there early and really start milling around. We do an artist breakfast for them. So they're able to get some coffee and donuts and biscuits.
That's
and
good.
They get there early.
Yeah. So, I used to love getting to the coming in here because I could park in the parking garage and there was almost nobody in it. The whole top floor would be empty. And now people have found out about it, and so I don't get to park there anymore. So
we kind of liked it when it was kind of a secret. Nobody really quite knew about the parking lot. We did such a good job telling everybody. Now we can't get in.
Now we can't get in. Yeah,
I've been in some of those city meetings where they talk about a wayfinding signage and trying to make the parking lot more visible for guests and visitors. And I'm kind of like, ooh, don't tell them.
Don't tell them. No.
Keep that to us.
Keep that to us.
Keep that to us. Yeah. So. There's an opening ceremony, weather permitting, in
Correct.
The morning.
Right. So about 9:45, we will gather at the entertainment stage, which is on the corner of Section and Magnolia in that Regions Bank parking lot, bricked parking lot. And that's where the entertainment stage will be all weekend with live music and other local
dancers,
all kinds of things. So weather permitting, we do our opening ceremony, and we'll have our festival chairman speak, who is Stephen Roberts this year. He's done an amazing job. We're really proud of him and happy to work with him all year. He will introduce our board members, some city officials who are available, and officially welcome everybody to Fairhope and open the festival. However, if it's raining, we might end up pushing that to noon on Saturday, which is every year for the past, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 years, we do the Dogwood Trail introductions at noon on Saturday. Mm-hmm. They do the induction for the new court. And so if we do not have our opening ceremonies on Friday morning, we'll move that to noon Saturday, just a few minutes before the Dogwood Trail is introduced.
Y'all be sure and text me.
I will.
I'm supposed to be there in the morning to help with some of those opening things.
Lori is going to be our MC in the morning and do all the introductions. And if that changes, I'm sure we'll find lots of other things for you to do.
But all I have to do is just sneak out and walk around the corner. So
right.
And it's not like it's far away.
Yeah,
so,
that's so convenient.
That's the best part about Fairhope is... everything's right here.
Right. Well, you've just been a wealth of information. Is there anything else you want to tell us? I mean, as we've mentioned several times before, between Facebook and FairhopeArtsAndCraftsFestival.com, literally every question has been answered.
We hope so. We tried to really get the frequently asked questions out there, which is good. And I think the most important thing is just to keep an eye on those channels if we have any updates. And come out, bring the whole family. There's lots to do. Children's tent activities on Church Street.
Where is the children's tent this time?
It's down on the other side of Church Street from where we are now, almost to the K-1 Center, right there in front of Fairhope Inn. Mm-hmm. And there are free crafts and activities, painting. Ricky Tryon will be there to paint with the kids different times throughout the day. The entire activity schedule is on the website, and it will be printed out of the information booth and posted, so you can come build birdhouses and paint, face painting, all kinds of things. It'll be great.
Oh, I just had a flashback when my kids were young. They loved that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a very fun area.
My kids really look forward to it. They and they think Mr. Ricky is a celebrity. He comes into their school and paints. And that's a really fun activity for people of all ages. You know, if you're growing up and you want to sit down and paint, no one's going to stop you.
There you go.
Okay.
Any questions, Mark?
First off, if the weather is so bad Friday, do some of your vendors have the option of coming in Friday evening and setting up instead of Thursday evening?
Technically, No.
Okay.
Well, and so what a lot of people don't realize is that the Fair Arts and Crafts Festival is a juried show, which means it's not just to sign up and apply. We actually have jury members look at nearly 500 applications, and they are judged and invited to be part of the festival because it is judged, and they are cash prize awards. And so in order to be judged, we have to have that set up Friday morning. So if they do set up late, that just disqualifies them from judging. And some people aren't here for, for the prizes.
Not to mention they can't access.
Right. The streets are closed to vehicles.
You can't drive down the street. So.
Right. It is pedestrian traffic only. Mm-hmm. So artists won't be able to get their merchandise in. They usually obviously restock on Saturday mornings or Sundays, but they come, these artists come prepared. They've got dollies and wagons and all the things.
They make the rounds.
Yes, they do.
To other festivals, so they're prepared for the possibility of the weather.
Right. There's a niche publication kind of in this artist circuit called Sunshine Artist Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been ranked in the top 20 shows year after year. We just made number 15 on the list. So artists come from all over. We've got 27 states represented, from California to New York, Wyoming, Washington, Texas. So these people come prepared, and this is, how they make their living. They go to shows all over the country, so they're prepared for the elements, the loading, the unloading.
Mm-hmm.
We have some amazing, we have a lot of new ones this year too, which will be great. We're excited.
I like how you bring back old favorites, but then always have some new stuff too.
Right.
And there was a slight emphasis placed on artists from Alabama.
That was a couple of years ago. Yeah. We had an all Alabama show. So in 2020, when the festival was canceled, the following year, in order just for COVID restrictions.
COVID, yeah.
Right. We tried to limit travel and, kind of try and keep it local. So that was an all Alabama show.
Okay.
So last year, part of if you win the show or in some sort of award, you kind of are automatically invited back next year.
Right.
So last year, a lot of artists were from the all Alabama show who had won and were invited back again in 2022. And 2023, we're back to a traditional full juried show. So mm-hmm. we do have a lot of artists from Alabama, Florida, coastal, mm-hmm. The Gulf Coast area, but a lot from out of town. So it's a really good mix. I think people will like it.
I'm excited. Looking forward to it. And we're all just going to pray that the weather cooperates.
Mm-hmm. One other thing. Years ago, you're doing what is basically Sherry Sullivan's job now, because this was one of the things that she held this position years ago, what you're doing now. So are you ever going to be the mayor someday?
That's hilarious.
Is that part of your intention? This is the path to being a mayor?
No. I have two small children. Also, I joke with my friends too, I could never, because I technically live in Montrose. I'm on one of those weird streets, that is my next door neighbors are in the city, but my lot's in the county. So no plans for that. And Sherry's doing a great job, and she's mayor, but she will not leave Arts and Crafts. She is or we won't let her leave, I guess I should say. She is full-time mayor, part-time Arts and Crafts committee member. She's in charge of the artist dinner this year.
Okay.
I do not know how she does it all. She's amazing.
I know. And then her daughter recently got married.
Yes. Yes, and Abby's on a committee too. Abby helps with food court and ICE. So, we have a committee for just about everything. And both Abby and Sherry are wonderful partners for Arts and Crafts.
Wonderful. Thank you, Marisa. Yeah. Marisa Thedford, you're co-chair this year.
I'm co-chair, so I'll be chairman next year.
You'll be chairman
if I make it to Monday.
I hope all of you have Monday off work.
Yes, well, I will be sleeping.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you again.
All right.
We appreciate your help so much getting the word out and being a great partner for
us. You're so welcome. Thank you. Marisa Thedford with the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival Foundation. This is WABF. Lines are open at 928-9228, and we'll be right back.
Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is honored to have been named the Eastern Shore Chamber's 2021